Sai Ram, Pranam, at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. What we are now going to witness is a procession of commitment to the Bal Vikas movement of India. This procession is going to be led by the state presidents, the vice presidents, the state educational coordinators, and the Excellence Award winners for the day. Om Shri Sai Ram.
Sarva Vani. Sarva. सर्वान्तिन्तो अहम् अद्वयः
The journey between man's eternal quest, Koham, who am I, to its ultimate answer, Soham, I am that, is the essence of all teachings of Balvikas. Inculcating these ennobling thoughts from a very tender age enables us to traverse the journey of life with meaning and purpose. On this momentous occasion of the fourth convocation program of the Sri Satya Sai Balvikas, my mind reminisces those wonderful days of childhood that I myself spent in Balvikas. It's almost like a nostalgic trip down memory lane. Swami ensured that we not only got the needed physical and mental nourishment at home, but also got the right dose of spiritual enrichment through Balvikas classes. Sometimes it seems as if life comes a full circle. From having attended the entire Balvikas program myself as a little boy, to now conducting group one classes at home, it is a journey in itself. From having had the good fortune of sitting in this very hall in front of Swami presiding over my convocation as an MBA graduate from the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, to now being part of this convocation program of the Balvikas children, again life seems to have come a full circle. My dear young brothers and sisters, let me assure you that it is indeed a rare honor and privilege for you that this Balvikas convocation is being conducted in this holy precinct of Prashanti Nilayam. And in Swami's own divine omnipresence. Swami often had emphasized that his real mission and vision for his divine avatarhood was in fact the transformation of the heart of mankind. He seemingly used a magic wand of unconditional love that enveloped all of us. To tell us a little bit about this magic wand, I now request Brother Avinam from the state of Sikkim to come up. Sairam.
Om Shri Sai Ram. My humble pranam at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan and Sai Ram to one and all present here. The students of Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas are indeed the chosen ones. This wand of transformation that we hold on the day of convocation is symbolic of the love of Bhagwan Baba. Swami has reformed and reshaped the lives of Balvika students through the Sri Satya Sai Balvikas program. The practice of silent sitting and self-audit in Balvikas strengthens the moral conscience and sharpens the power of discrimination. Management of thought, breath and time helps to lead a stress-free life. Integration of thought, word and deed confers us with character, the greatest wealth. The love of Bhagwan is like a magic wand. Jai Sai Ram!
Thank you, dear brother Avinam. Proceeding further, may I now have the privilege to request Srimati Shashi Bala, the Deputy National Coordinator for Bal Vikas, to initiate the benediction ceremony by leading the ceremonial oath. I also request Sister Jyoti Saini from Haryana to offer the scrolls at Swami's lotus feet.
I request all the diploma laureates of Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas Education to rise and stand in your places to take the pledge. I request you all to fold your hands, close your eyes, and repeat after me. I hereby solemnly declare and promise that if admitted to the diploma of Sri Satya Sai Education for which I have been duly recommended, I will in my thought, word and deed conduct myself with righteousness and upright character. I will, to the utmost of my capacity and opportunity, love and serve my parents. I will endeavor to lead my life on the principle that there is only one caste, the caste of humanity. There is only one religion, the religion of love, and thus broaden my heart to lovingly embrace the whole mankind as one family. In this manner, I shall support the cause of sound learning, humanity, morality, and spirituality in everyday life. Jai Sai Ram. I request you all to be seated.
Thank you, ma'am and Sister Jyoti. May I now have the privilege and pleasure to invite Sri V. Srinivasan, the trustee of the Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust, to give us his benediction address. It is but natural that sir, who has been very fondly associated with Balvikas, should give us this address. Sai Ram.
Om Sri Sai Ram. With loving pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagavan, who is here nirantaram, all the time, and who is particularly happy, I know in my heart, that this function of the Balvikas, which is so dear to his heart, is taking place in his immediate presence on this very auspicious day. I am happy to see so many of our boys and girls today who are graduating from this unique program given to us by our beloved Bhagavan. You can justly be happy that you were fortunate to be selected by Bhagavan. Have no doubt about this. Every single person in the Balvikas, every single person in the Sai organization, every single person who is here today, every single person who is a devotee of Bhagavan anywhere in the world, has been personally chosen by Bhagavan. And you have been fortunate to be selected by Bhagavan to undergo this unique program, which is part of Bhagavan's system of education for life. I do not want to talk much about this, since you have personally experienced its beauty and its utility over these 9 years that you were Balvika students. Suffice it to say that you are the change agents chosen by Bhagavan for his divine mission. For that is what you should be and have to be. As young adults, you have now to reflect on why did the advent of the Sai avatar take place? What is the divine mission of Sathya Sai? Are Sai's teachings relevant in today's world? And are they relevant all over the world? What is the purpose of his setting up the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization, and what is its role? Why was the Balvikas program started by Bhagwan? And most important, what is now your role in the divine mission after your having completed the Balvikas program? For all the above questions, many of you may be knowing the answers already. However, for the sake of context for this talk of mine, I will give some brief elucidations. However, I will be talking in more detail on the last point, namely, your role in the divine mission. The advent of the Satya Sai avatar, the Sai divine mission, unlike previous avatars who came to rescue mankind from the demonic elements, this avatar did not come for the destruction of any person. In his own words, Baba has said that he has come to make us realize the innate divinity within each one of us through the medium of divine love. The Sai mission is therefore one which makes it possible for man to practice such love and to work towards the brotherhood of man and the fatherhood of God. The main path for this is through service to our fellow man. What is the relevance of Sai's teachings in today's world? If anything, Bhagwan's teachings are more relevant today than at any time in the past. The sufferings we see, the agitations, the discontentment, the unhappiness and sense of frustration in all strata of society, the environmental degradation and the consequent climate changes, all these point to the need for man to reorient his life. Every one of Bhagwan's directions for the conduct of our lives would make life a joy rather than what it is today. The purpose and the role of the Satya Sai Seva organization. Bhagwan set up this institution not because he needed it, but out of his mercy and love for us, so that this institution can be an instrument for our sadhana of service and practice of Bhagwan's teachings. Its role is to be an effective instrument in the Sai divine mission of relief to human suffering, and we all have a role to play in it. Why was the Balvikas wing set up by Bhagwan? Bhagwan's mission involves the imparting of a right education to the children and the youth, an education which is for life rather than only for living. Bhagwan gave this the name of Educare. The genesis of this Educare program was the Balvikas. As you would have realized, this program helps you to face the vagaries and challenges of human existence in the right manner and attitude, rather than be tossed about like a piece of wood on the high seas. We now come to the most important part of today's function, and that is to understand what is the role of the Balvikas alumni in the divine mission. Very often, office bearers of the Sathya Sai Seva organization have said that you are the future of the organization and that you are the change agents. So what is this future and how can you play your part in it? Or rather, how do you shape it? You have first of all to resolve that now you are no longer just Balvikas alumni, but you are members of the Sri Sathya Sai Seva organization. You cannot have a limited involvement anymore. So whatever you do must be in relation to the Sathya Sai Seva organization in all its aspects. Does the future of the Sathya Sai Seva organization mean only more of the same, our present activities as they are conducted in the bhajan mandalis, the samitis, the Balvikas classes, the study circles? Is this the future for the Sathya Sai Seva organization? To answer this question, we have to remind ourselves that Bhagavan set up this organization as an instrument to enable us to do our personal sadhana. Bhagavan has also postulated that service to others is the highest form of worship to the one God and is the real way for each one of us to realize Him. We have to understand that the real purpose of the Sathya Sai Seva organization is to do service to humanity. Activities like bhajan, study circles, reading of Sai literature are the means of equipping ourselves with the correct motivation and the attitude to do seva. The cultivation of bhakti alone is not an end in itself for Sai devotees. That bhakti is the armor, the kavacham, to enable us to constantly engage ourselves in seva with the right attitude. What is this right attitude? To understand that we are serving ourselves when we do seva, or really the one God which exists within us and within the person whom we serve. The right attitude is to serve with love and not mechanically. We have to remember that the seva that we do is not important. What is important is what that seva does to us. If the above is understood, we have to appreciate that the Sai organization has to be relevant to a changing society. People's needs are different. Their attitudes are different. Their understanding and awareness of the world is different. Their expectations are different. We cannot approach them in the same manner that we did 20 years ago, nor can we serve them only in the same manner that we did then. Of course, there are many things which have not changed, but there are also many things that have changed. The Balvikas alumni of this decade have to cope with an India in transition, where both the old and the new exist side by side. The alumni of the next decade will face different challenges. You are the link between the past and the future, which is indeed a challenging task. It is like being asked to know how to dance the lohri or the village folk dance, and also to know the latest moves in the Bollywood style. Literally, you have to be like the man for all seasons. You have been well taught with what the past required, but you have to discover for yourself what the present and the immediate future needs. This you have to do without losing your anchor, without losing your moorings in the core values which your gurus inculcated in you. Pray constantly to Bhagavan to guide you as you navigate through these difficult seas, to identify what you should and must do as part of your sadhana of service. Dear students, I put it to you that you must identify opportunities for the entire Satya Sai Seva organization to engage itself in. I put it to you that you must radiate the charm and the energy of being a Sai devotee and Balvikas alumnus, and thereby attract your colleagues at work, wherever you may be working, to join you in the Satya Sai Seva organization's activities. I put it to you that you must make service and spirituality a cool thing to do for the youth of today. You have to excel in your chosen profession so that you are not felt to be only a fellow traveler or a journeyman in the daily hustle and bustle. If anything, your Balvikas training should make you more equipped to face the daily challenges. The important thing is to make people around you aware by your conduct that these material changes are not the be-all and end-all of life. Give new meaning to the words, serve smarter, not only harder. Use your modern skills to do this. Just as you do multitasking in your work, we must do multitasking in our participation in the Satya Sai Seva organization. There are so many opportunities to serve. We have only to be alert to them. What can we do from the Satya Sai Seva organization should be the constant refrain as you engage yourself in the humdrum of daily life. As you sail these turbulent seas, I would suggest that you should come back to the Balvikas classes and talk to the students about your own experiences. This will not only be interesting to the children to hear, but it will also help you to keep in touch with your own roots. I suggest to the office bearers of the Balvikas wing that there should be regular interactions with our past alumni for the current students. If you follow the above guidelines, I am sure that you will bring about a quantum change in the whole of the Satya Sai Seva organization. It will become more dynamic. It will become a more relevant organization to society. And whom does this society consist of? Only ordinary human beings with all their aspirations and problems. This will give a real meaning to the term change agents, which we use to describe you. I pray, Bhagavan, to be with you in this interesting journey of life on which you will travel. He has always assured us that He is with us, around us, and that He is our only true friend. What more can we ask? Bhagavan wants us to use Him, not only to serve, worship and love Him. We should use Him not just for our material needs, but to live life as it should be lived. I pray, Bhagavan, that with His grace, your lives should be as the song that you sang, Anandoham Nirantaram. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you, sir, for those loving and thoughtful words of wisdom and re-emphasizing and reminding us alumni of our role in the organization and in the society outside. In the Mahabharata war on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, even the mighty and valorous Arjuna lay down his arms before Krishna, begging pardon for his inability to confront the seemingly unsurmountable obstacle. Arjuna felt weakened in mind and spirit, for he saw before him his elders, gurus, kith and kin. It was at this very moment that the Lord Krishna decided to give mankind through Arjuna the Gita Upadesha, urging Arjuna to follow his Kshatriya Dharma. Krishna advised Arjuna to stand up and fight for Satya and Dharma. Metaphorically speaking, our own mind is akin to the battlefield of Kurukshetra, where we have to constantly confront many a dilemma, many a seemingly unsurmountable predicament. It was with this objective, in his divine vision and mission, that Swami initiated the Bal Vikas program way back in the 60s, teaching young impressionable minds the virtue of discrimination. Bal Vikas seeks to prepare them to overcome every situation with determination, self-confidence and clarity of mind. It is thus indeed a testimony of the efficacy of Bal Vikas that these youngsters are able to straddle both paths, the worldly and spiritual, by embracing the apparent dichotomy as being, in fact, symbiotic. I now have the privilege to announce the names of some of our alumni who have demonstrated such excellence in their personal and professional lives. I would now like to request Sri Chakravarti, the trustee of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, to kindly come up and present the awards to the first set of winners. We first have... We first have Mr. M. Tarupaiya, who is currently the National Sales Manager, Diabetes Division, Abbott Healthcare Private Limited. Sir has won the Sales Excellence Award for 6 years and the President Award, Abbott USA, for launching and establishing brand Tribit in Indian market as leader in the category and getting into industry top 300. Next, we have Mr. Rajiv Chowri. Mr. Chowri has been sent by Bhagwan himself to AIIMS New Delhi after his MBA in 1992 for attending the hospital management training and OT management. He was also transferred as the chief of HA to Care Hospital Banjara, Hyderabad, to handle a turnover of over 200 crores during 2011-12. Next, we have Mr. Rishabh Nair from Maharashtra. Rishabh has composed many songs for various university events such as the Convocation Drama, Sports and Cultural Meet. He's also been part of the university brass band and composed pieces for it too. He was also part of the film Ehsaas 2, an offering by the students as a story writer and music director. He was also among the 6 selected by Mr. A.R. Rahman for a global event for the launch of an innovative instrument called Seaboard Rise. Next, we have Mr. Rajiv Karmahe, who is the member of the Satya Sai State Trust, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh. He is also the additional district and session judge, Shujalpur, in Madhya Pradesh. He was also the first division science and law graduate from Sagar University and received 2 gold medals and 1 silver medal in LLB. Next.
And has the authority to hang a presidency.
And next, Mr. Shashikant Sood, who is currently the additional general manager in a power generation central PSU at Shimla. He has been a devotee since 1973 and an active participant in all the seva activities of the organization in Shimla, including Swami's visit to Shimla in April 2010. Next, we have Dr. Sunil Srikant Chimbolkar from Maharashtra, Goa. He's currently the assistant lecturer since August 2011 in Department of Forensic Medicine and Toxicology at Goa Medical College, Bambolim, Goa. He has also attended the Balvikas program and completed the Group 1 and Group 2 class and currently serving patients in the Satya Sai Mobile Medicare van. We now have Mr. Sunil Kumar from Uttarakhand, UP. Mr. Sunil Kumar is the Seva Coordinator of the Satya Sai Seva Samiti, Sitarganj. He is a dynamic youth leader and inspires and motivates youth and has carried out many relief operations, including the floods of Uttarakhand, along with his youth team. He regularly conducts Balvikas Guru training camps in his district. Next, we have Mr. Sai Kumar BC, who was awarded the best student for continuously 3 years by the Sri Satya Sai Integrated Education Trust. He also supports and guides many rural students who are willing to acquire higher education in India and abroad. He also regularly is conducting blood donation. Thank you, sir. Next, we have Mr. Raghavendra from the state of Karnataka. During his Balvikas, he lent background voice for various skits and dramas conducted by Bangalore Balvikas children in Swami's divine presence. He is also part of the Vrindavan Bhajan group and currently working as an R&D engineer at ABB India Bangalore. Thank you, sir. I would now like to call upon Sri Prasad Rao, the Secretary of the Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust, to give away the next set of awards. I also request Brother Suraj Jadhav from Gujarat to continue the proceedings.
Om Shri Sai Ram, my most humble and loving pranams at the lotus feet of our most beloved Swami. I would like to call Mr. MLN Swami from the state of Andhra Pradesh. He is currently the admin in charge at Insight Consultants since 2007. He has served as a director at Leeds, which is a non-profitable NGO working for attaining 100% literacy. He was also a part of Bal Vihar, started by Swami in the year 1969. I would call upon Mr. Ramchandra BN from the state of Karnataka. He was the first youth coordinator in the Samiti. He has also been the Sevadal coordinator for 5 years. His hobby is to involve in social service, cultural and spiritual activities. Now I would call upon Mr. Pratik Mahapatra from the state of Bihar. He has been awarded the prestigious DST Lockheed Martin Gold Medal for best innovations in the country by the Government of India. Also, it was his privilege to visit the Silicon Valley of America for the Global Entrepreneurship Meet, representing our great nation. He devotes his time working for the deprived section of the society. Mr. Sai Abhishek, I welcome you. He is from the state of Orissa. He is currently working as manager in Daimler India at Chennai. In Balvikas, he has won several prizes in quiz, mono action and debate. He has been the lawn tennis champion for 4 years in a row. He was adjudged the best actor at Whitefield campus and has acted in more than 20 plays. I welcome Mr. P. Satish Kumar from the state of Orissa. He is currently working with Tata Motors as a sourcing manager. Even in his college days, he had contributed to Vidyavahini program for Karnataka through presentations and is currently an active Sai youth in Jamshedpur in the state of Jharkhand. I welcome Mr. Shiv Kumar Kanan, who is today's master of ceremony. He is from the state of Maharashtra. Since April 2013 to present, he has been the center head of institutional sales at Birla Sun Life Mutual Fund, Bangalore. He has won Distinguished Achiever Award at Aditya Birla Group of Awards. In acting, he has participated in almost 2 dozen dramas in the Divine Physical Presence. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you, Brother Purav. As the organization moves ahead and Bal Vikas gets a new theme, may I now request Sri Nimish Pandya, the All India President of the Sri Sathya Sai Seva Organization, whom I fondly call Nimish Uncle, to showcase the path for the future of Bal Vikas.
Lift them. Lift each one of them for me one by one, okay? Lift each one of them for me.
Om Shri Sai Ram. As Mr. Srinivasan was mentioning, that this is a saga which is eternal, it never ends. Last more than 3 decades, many have come and many have gone, and many will come and many will go. To convince the world that whatever Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba does is always eternal, Shri Satya Sai Balvikas is one shining example of this eternity that Bhagwan stands for at all times. Brothers and sisters, time is God and God is time, what Bhagwan said. All of us were young when we were called by our first names. And then, as I always give my example, the Nimish becomes Nimish Bhai. Nimish Bhai becomes Nimish Uncle. And when Nimish Uncle becomes Nimish Nanaji, is not in the hands of any Nimish anywhere in the world, because time takes its own toll. And I have some very two special young boys who are in the group 1 in Balvikas, and it's now become a tradition at every benediction ceremony of the Shri Satya Sai Balvikas that as the elderly get the certificates and they pass through, the young must follow behind to assure all of us that the cause is not lost and Bhagwan is still doing his job beautifully. I have 2 very young boys with me. One is Atharva and the other is Zigme Sherpa, who climbs mountains from the state of Sikkim. I asked Atharva, why do you like Balvikas? Hear it from his mouth.
Because there were games, stories and slokas.
Very good, that's right. Atharva, who's your famous, favorite deity? Famous divinity, favorite deity, favorite god?
Ganpati.
Ganpati? Yeah, okay. But why Ganpati?
Because my name Atharva. My name Atharva means Ganpati.
It took me 10 minutes to get his name right. Is Zigme Sherpa. From which part?
Sikkim.
Why do you like Balvikas, Zigme?
Because I'll get to do darshan of Swami.
Oh wow, that's nice. He gets darshan of Swami in Balvikas. Very good. What more you like about Balvikas?
Because I get to learn only good things.
Oh, very good. That's nice. I think both of them deserve a great round of applause for the future of Balvikas in the whole world.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Om Sri Sai Ram. It is now time to felicitate the ladies who, by Swami's grace, have made all of us proud and left their mark on society. I would like to invite Mrs. Kamala Pandya, Deputy National Coordinator, Balvikas, to kindly distribute the prizes to the ladies. I would first like to call upon Sister Aarti Walia from the state of Punjab. Sister Walia is presently doing an honorary job in a school as a science teacher and has also worked as a dietitian in Sri Satya Sai General Hospital in 2007. With the divine grace, Sister Walia presented a cultural program at Swami's lotus feet, which was entitled Harvest of Love, in July 2010. I now call on Sister Janaki S. Nair from the state of Kerala. Sister Nair completed her PhD in visual communication and semiotics from the UK and is now the Senior Officer Deputy Manager of South Essex College under the University of Essex. Please give her a huge round of applause. Next, please put your hands together for Sister Babita Ghatani from the state of Sikkim. Sister Ghatani currently works in the Department of Culture in the Government of Sikkim. She is also the Educational Coordinator for the Northern Districts of Sikkim. I would now like to invite Sister Sai Rani S.V., who hails from the state of Kerala. She is, at present, the manager of Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School in Velanur, Thiruvananthapuram, and has been efficiently carrying out her duties for the last 7 years. I would now request Sister Jigyasa Taneja Sethi from Delhi to please come up. Sister Sethi made her debut as an independent writer, director and editor with her short fiction film titled Dasehra, The Festival. This not only got her a student Oscar nomination, West USA, but also won her the BAFTA LA Student Award in 2004. Her other short films include Ghungru, Mirror, Ek Pal, Open Doors, Value Education Films for Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization, and many other already under her belt. Next, I call upon Sister Anuja Pathak from the state of Assam. Besides being an IT professional, Sister Pathak is also a senior therapist and counselor at Breakthrough Holistic Therapy Center. She was also felicitated the Top Contributor Award by Dell Monitor's R&D team, Singapore. I would now like to invite Sister Anita Halayal from the state of Karnataka. She completed her Master's in Linguistics, outstanding as a gold medalist in 2002, and did her PhD in Linguistics in the year 2009-10. Sister Halayal has received an array of awards, which include the Kavi Ratna Dhyanpur Chana Kavi Suvarna Padaka, the 28th Akhil Bharat Oriental Conference Maran Suvarna Padaka, Dr. Shankar Rao Bala Dikshit Joshi Paritoshaka, and the Karuna Sagar Award. Please give her a huge round of applause. I now call on Sister Shilpa Sandeep Popat from the state of Gujarat. Sister Shilpa is currently an assistant professor in the School of Science and Engineering, Navarachna University in Vadodara, Gujarat. By profession, she is an academician and already has 10 national and international publications to her credit. I next call upon Sister Shammi Dheer from Haryana. Sister Dheer is a dental surgeon and lecturer by profession. She has attended medical camps in cities and various nearby villages organized by Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization in Haryana and Chandigarh. Apart from being a part of Bal Vikas training camps and Sevadal training camps on a regular basis. Next, I would invite Sister Sharvari A. Kulkarni from the state of Karnataka. She is currently working as a lecturer in the AET group of institutions in Bangalore. Sister Kulkarni is also a graceful Bharatanatyam dancer and was felicitated with the Best Girl Award in her school, Vanita Vidyalaya, in 2004. She has also rendered assistance in the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences. I now call on Sister Rebecca Mukhia from the state of Sikkim. Sister Rebecca completed her MSc B.Ed. in Disaster Management and started out as a Balvikas Guru in the year 1993. Please give her a round of applause. I would next invite Sister Subhashri S. Sharma from the state of Odisha. Sister Sharma has had 3 years' experience as a team leader at Patra India BPO Services, Vishakhapatnam, and has also worked for a year as a guest faculty at the Women's Government College in Sambalpur. She has tried her hand in all kinds of Balvikas competitions and is also an approved singer of the All India Radio in Sambalpur. Lastly, I would call upon Sister Sushri Das, again from the state of Odisha. Sister Das is currently working as the General Manager, Administration of High Tech Real Estates. She has compiled a booklet on the progress of Mahila activities, which was offered to Bhagwan himself, and has also effectively coordinated Sai Prem Dhara, a mother and child care project across the state of Odisha. We are indeed proud to have such brothers and sisters who have not only excelled in their respective fields, but also, following Bhagwan's footsteps, have rendered the highest form of worship to God, that is, the service to mankind. It is rightly said that music is the food of the soul. We now have a musical treat by the Sri Satya Sai Balvikas alumni from the state of Karnataka.
Thank you, sister. The first offering is a kavali, Tere Dar Pe Jo Aaye. Whoever comes to Prashanti Nilayam, the abode of Sai, does not go back empty-handed or unhappy.
Tera naam leke aati hai, tumhi se paun khushiyan sai, mujh mein bhi teri khushbu sumai. Jolie Bari
mada mada ni shasta, mere ga mada mada ni shasta, mere ga mada mada ni shasta. Tere dar pe jo bhi aaya, o mere Sai Baba, khushiyon se tumne sabki jodi bari hai. खुशियों से तुमने सबकी झोली भरी है, खुशियों से भरी है ओ बाबा झोली भरी है, खुशियों से तुमने सबकी झोली भरी है, खुशियों से तुमने सबकी झोली भरी है. तेरे दर पे जो भी आया ओ मेरे साईं बाबा, खुशियों से तुमने सबकी झोली भरी है, खुशियों से तुमने सबकी झोली भरी है. मोहब्बत ने भर दी है दूरी बंदे, अब हम दनी समा गए गए
मदनी रि सदनी दम सानी रनी दमनी दम दम गम गदनी सगम सगम दनी गम दनी सम गम दनी दम दनी रि सदनी दम सानी रनी दमनी दम दम गम गदनी सगम सगम दनी गम दनी सा गम दनी सा गम दनी सा. मोहब्बत ने भर दी है दूरी दिलों की, मोहब्बत ने भर दी है दूरी दिलों की, दूरी दिलों की ओ बाबा दूरी दिलों की. मोहब्बत ने भर दी है दूरी दिलों की, मोहब्बत ने भर दी है दूरी दिलों की. पाया है जब से है प्यार तुम्हारा, तेरे लिए जीते और हमके तुझसे हमारी जिंदगी बनी है, तुझसे हमारी जिंदगी बनी है. तेरे दर पे जो भी आया खुशियों से तुमने सबकी झोली भरी है, खुशियों से तुमने सबकी झोली भरी है. मेहताब साईं खुदा तू क्या
जब मोहब्बत
बंदों ने तेरे लिए किए ही पासत,
बंदों ने तेरे लिए किए ही पासत.
कैसे बताऊं दिल ये क्या है, कैसे बताऊं दिल ये क्या है. जानो जिगर तुझ पे है वारी,
जानो जिगर तुझ पे है वारी,
जानो जिगर तुझ पे है वारी,
जानो जिगर तुझ पे है वारी.
में सबकी झोली भरी है, खुशियों से तुमने सबकी झोली भरी है। साई
हमें बनाया तुमने साई,
एहसास को दिल को हुआ,
एहसास ने दिल को हुआ,
चारों तरफ तेरा शब्द,
चारों तरफ तेरा शब्द,
तेरा भी दिल पे जो भी आया, ओ मेरे साई बाबा, खुशियों से तुमने सपनी
सबकी झोली भरी है,
तेरे दर पे जो भी आया, ओ मेरे साई बाबा, खुशियों से तुमने सबकी झोली भरी है,
खुशियों से तुमने सबकी झोली भरी है,
खुशियों से तुमने सबकी भरी है,
खुशियों से तुमने सबकी झोली भरी है,
मेरे बाबा
Next, we have Jhumle. Let us lose ourselves by immersing ourselves in the holy atmosphere of Prashanti Nilayam. Swami says, life is like just a water bubble and time is precious. Let us utilize this life in thinking of His glory all the time. Jai Sai Ram.
झूमले हंस बोल ले प्यारे, अगर है जिंदगी। झूमले हंस बोल ले प्यारी, अगर है जिंदगी। सांस के बस एक झोंके का सफर है जिंदगी, सांस के बस एक झोंके का सफर है जिंदगी। झूमले हंस बोल ले प्यारे, अगर है जिंदगी। सांस के बस एक झोंके का सफर है जिंदगी। झूमले हंस बोल ले, कुछ इसे लगती नहीं। देर ही बनते बिगड़ते कुछ इसे लगती नहीं। भूल के दीवार पर शबनम का घर है जिंदगी, भूल के शबनम का घर है जिंदगी। सांस के बस एक झोंके का सफर है सफर है जिंदगी झूम ले हंस बोल ले
एज अ फाइनल ऑफरिंग फॉर द डे मे आई नाउ इनवाइट Sister Aishwarya Mohan Raj to come up and express her feelings of gratitude on behalf of all of us Balvikas, students and alumni to Swami, the organization, the elders and everyone involved in this process. Jai Sai Ram.
Sri Satya Sai Balvikas, thank you, dear Swami, for gifting us this wonderful program. We promise to carry this legacy forward by practicing your teachings in thought, word, and deed. Balvikas means the complete development of a child. Mother says, drink milk, eat healthy, you have to develop your body. She says, read books, solve puzzles, you have to develop your mind. But how do you develop your soul? That is what Balvikas is about. Some have Krishna, some others have Rama, some have Ganesha as their Ishta Devata. For me, it's always been Swami. You ask how? Well, I was fortunate to be born into a family which itself had been in the folds of Bhagwan because of Balvikas. I started going to Balvikas from the age of 4, and since then it's been an integral part of my life. One of the most memorable moments of my Balvikas days has to be the annual Ashadi programs. Since the age of 8, I have danced in front of Bhagwan. I remember Nimish Uncle telling us before each program, be it Ashadi or the Festival of Joy, this is your time, children, pray from your heart. Pray for your family and friends. Close your eyes, pray. Pray because Swami is listening. Since small girls were chosen for the program, I had a small innocent prayer of my own. Swami, let me not grow tall, so that I can continue to look small and can dance in front of you always. As you can see, Swami has listened to my prayer. Today, while we were chanting the Gayatri Mantra, I was moved by the positive vibrations, and I was reminded of this incident from my life. During my 10th grade prelim exams, I scored just passing marks in my mathematics paper. I'd always been a good student, so this came as a jolt. I cried for days. I thought, why is Swami doing this to me? My mother, who's also my Balvikas guru, consoled me and advised me to chant the Gayatri Mantra. She said it would enhance my concentration and would help me focus. So I started chanting diligently every morning the Gayatri Mantra 108 times. Yes, I also studied and worked hard. All this paid off, and how? I secured full marks in my mathematics board exam. Thank you, Bhagwan, for gifting us this powerful Gayatri Mantra. I believe Swami gives us problems because He is missing us. When everything is going smooth, we tend to neglect our daily conversations with Him. One day I was feeling very low. I asked Swami if He's even listening to me. Immediately the phone started ringing. It was my aunt. She said, Aishwarya, I was just reading this article where Swami has given the meaning of the word Aishwarya. He has said it doesn't just mean prosperity. Aishwarya means Ishwara Priya. Tears of happiness flowed down my cheek. That day I realized that yes, Swami will answer every prayer and each time in a unique manner. All of you would have experienced this in your lives too. Isn't it so? So my dear brothers and sisters, keep listening because Swami is always trying to say something. He is here, with us, around us, in us. Keep listening. Keep listening. Swami is imploring us to practice all that we have learnt in Balvikas. Practice, practice, and more practice. That is what Swami wants from us. I would like to take this opportunity to thank all the gurus, parents, Balvika students, and the alumni for gracing this occasion and making it a huge success. I also thank the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust and the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization for their unconditional support. I conclude by once again thanking our dear beloved Swami for his benevolent grace. We all take a pledge to practice what has been taught in Balvikas and become worthy instruments in his divine mission. Jai Sai Ram.
Narayana Hari Narayana.
Narayana Hari Narayana Narayana Su Narayana
Narayana Hari Narayana Narayana Sai
Narayana Narayana Hari Narayana Bhagavarayana Sai Narayana
Oh, Bye. सत्य साई बाबा जी की
जय।